we moved to Tulsa.
And why Tulsa and how?
Well, because my wife was from Tulsa, and I had really developed a love affair for Tulsa. And growing up in Ponca City, we never came to Tulsa's shop. We always went to Oklahoma City because it was paved all the way. From Ponca City to Tulsa, a great deal of it was gravel. So when I was in college, I visited Tulsa several times with fraternity brothers, and I really fell in love with the town. So we were ready to relocate here.
When you came to town, did you rent an apartment?
We had good friends. He had graduated 2 years before I did in architecture. And they were living in these apartments on 41st Street, just east of Peoria. They've been taken down. They were flat roof apartments. And when they heard that we were moving here, they rented an apartment for us without us even seeing it. So we were there a year.
All right.
And then I built my first and only house that I've ever lived in.
And where was that?
It's 3521 South Urbana. Lortendale. I'm sure you're familiar with Lortendale. It was a contemporary housing development that was developed during this time. It's off of Yale. Every architect's dream was to live in Lortendale. After we moved here, I immediately began checking to see if we could buy a house there. The smallest house they had was a little over $12,000, and I didn't qualify because I wasn't making enough money. So I was fortunate that my family loaned me the money to buy this lot. It was a vacant lot, had a 13-foot fall in the backyard, big trees and a creek running through it. So in the summer of 1954, we built our first house.
And what kind of money were you...
The house and lot, it was a two-bedroom bath, living very contemporary, deck across the back. The house and lot cost $13,500.
Does that house exist today?
Yes. Every time we had a child, we added on. The neighbors always said we knew when you were expecting when the carpenter showed up. We added on two or three times. We lived there for 9 years.
And contemporary was your first choice.
Well, that's what we were taught in college. You know, you look down your nose at traditional. That was a no-no. And I looked down my nose at traditional. But it was a problem for me because I really had this true love of traditional architecture. And in my library today, I have a book of houses designed by Royal Barry Wills, who was a well-known Boston architect, and he also wrote books. He did beautiful colonial-style houses. I found it at the college bookstore because no one else wanted it. It was marked to half price. But I kept it hidden. I never showed it to any of my associates in college because I would have been laughed out of the architectural department. But then I renewed my love and friendship for traditional houses when I went to work for John Duncan Forsyth during my apprentice. And I worked for him for a little over 2 years.